You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're reflecting on some more results that came out today, bright and early this morning. Before the market opened, we got a SENS announcement, or several SENS announcements, from the SPAR Group around some updates they wanted to provide us with. I'm joined on the line by the company's group CEO, Angelo Schwartz, to reflect on the updates that we got. We got interim results and we got a couple of other announcements. Good evening, Angelo. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the numbers and the performance itself. Turnover up, but profits still down and no dividend. What do you make of the first 6 months of the year?
Yeah, Jimmy, I think it was an encouraging 6 months, despite earnings per share being down. We delivered slight profit growth at an operating profit level, which indicates some health in the business. And I think obviously providing some certainty to the market regarding our exit from Poland was very well received. I think some of our other initiatives, particularly in terms of cost discipline in the business, has also been very well received.
That SENS announcement on the Polish business, I think the market definitely expressed their discontent with the initial expansion into Poland. And I suppose having received the news that you're deciding to leave there and you've accepted the binding offer regarding the sale of that Polish business, certainly sent the markets in the right direction. Is this something that the business wanted to do and you were kind of sort of just figuring out the best way to do it? Or did it come about as a decision where you were looking at the business and saying, maybe this isn't working out the way we planned because some other factors external to our business have reared their ugly head? I mean, we've seen things like inflation and that come to the fold globally. Is this something where when the offer was presented to you, you said, this is probably the best thing we can do for this business?
Yeah, I think, our intention to exit the Polish market was well publicized. I think we'd given it a right go over the last 4 or 5 years, really entered that market as we went into the COVID phenomenon and things just haven't gone the way we were planned, despite that being a really attractive market for us. I think some of the fundamentals in that market remain there, but however, with the amounts of cash that we poured into that business, it was the right time for us to exit. I think we're very happy that we've managed to find a buyer who's going to continue with the SPA brand in Poland. That's obviously quite important to us within the broader SPA fraternity and really proud about that. In the end, it was a pretty straightforward decision. I think rather than hang on for longer, it made sense to provide certainty to the market in the short term. And that really was the backdrop to us accepting the offer.
Angelo, some of the other things that markets were concerned about and that you and I have spoken about in the past, the SAP implementation, do you have any updates on what's been happening there? It was quite a challenge the last time you and I spoke about it, costing the business quite a bit. Are there improvements there? Are you seeing some turnaround in the implementation?
Yeah, so we aren't where we need to be yet, but there have been significant improvements. I think When we last spoke, there were really three things we were struggling with. One was the retail experience of ordering and receiving deliveries in full and on time. And I think to a large extent, we've managed that issue and have overcome that particular hurdle. The second issue was productivity within our warehouses being seriously impacted at the time of implementation. And I think with the help of SAP, we've certainly brought that under control and our seeing productivity levels approaching what they were pre-SAP implementation. And the last real hurdle that we're struggling with was the reduction in gross margin out of our KZN facility, the margin down circa 2%, which seems like a very little bit. But in a low margin business like ours, that really can catastrophically impact the bottom line in that business unit and has. We still haven't solved the gross margin issue. The other two issues have been I think attended to. The gross margin issue, we've found the root of the issue and together with SAP have outlined how we're going to solve that problem. They're busy writing the code as we speak and we hope to deploy that towards the end of August or early September. And from there, I think hopefully a swift return to normal operations in KZN. As I say, at this stage, at least, we've solved the productivity issue, and our retailers are getting stock at the rate that they expect to get it. So some improvement, but not all the way out of the woods yet.
Speaking of developments that keep us awake or that keep investors looking at the moment, there was a third SENS announcement that came out today, Angelo, and I don't know how the market responded to this, but I want to get your thoughts on it. The resignation of your group chief financial officer, did that come as a surprise for the business? I mean, Mr. Godfrey has been with the business for 29 odd years, almost three decades there as well. So a significant or instrumental part of the business, as you are and the team are, that have been there for that long. Are you surprised by these developments? Is it something that you obviously would have probably discussed amongst yourselves as a management team and put in place succession planning in place for that?
Yes, so Mark and I have started these discussions in the last month or so, and I think Mark's been around for a very long time. He's been an absolute stalwart in our business and really has played a crucial role in steadying the ship during a time of turbulence in our business. And I guess that takes its toll. Mark's indicated that you know, it's time for him to look at another chapter in his life. And you know, we appreciate everything he's done for us. Mark will stay on until the end of December, so we've still got a few months with him, and we're very, very glad to have that. He's also volunteered selflessly to remain involved insofar as some special projects are concerned. So it's not a complete goodbye. At the same time, we have the opportunity to go out and find a replacement with him and we have some time to do that. And yeah, we'll let the market know once we've finalized that recruitment.
Well, we'll certainly catch up once that has been announced. I suspect it'll happen between now and the next set of interim numbers, so you and I will definitely catch up on these and other developments. But thanks so much for the insights and for the time. Angelo Swartz, who is Group Chief Executive Officer at the SPA Group, taking us through the SENS announcements that came out today, three of them being the results, the update on the disposal of the Polish business, but also the resignation of their Group CFO.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.